Jamie Locker, who spent almost all night together last night with producer Scott as well. How you doing today, Locker? I could tell. You were hurting last night. I could tell you were hurting last night.
Yeah. I'm always a struggle with this because there are people that are driving around this fine province that have actual jobs. So please, please never, ever, ever am I complaining about what I do. I realize this is not a real job. I understand that. I'm very comfortable admitting that. We are extremely lucky to be able to do what we do. But that was a bit of a haul last night.
I loved it. I was like, let's break a record. Let's go to 19. I'm like, if we're here at Boston Pizza, shout out to Boston Pizza Starlight location. Kudos to the staff. They're supposed to close at midnight, and they're like, you guys can watch the end of the game. They didn't know how long they were going to be there. They're just hanging out. And there's a handful of people, including our jersey winner, who's so we were like, should we give the jersey away? Just do a random draw.
And then
I was like, well, let's check. There's 6-5 Dodgers on the score. If the Dodgers win 6-5, and she was there. She was there. And I'm like, well, we got to go. We got to go all the way to the end with this because the manager said they got to be there to win it. So there, that's what it was.
By 6:30. The place was, every table was taken. By, I'd say, the ninth inning, it started to thin. Like, when it went to extra innings, we lost a good chunk.
It was like, yeah, we're going to work tomorrow.
Then, like, 13, 14, every inning, we lost another, like, by the time we left, there was five?
Eight. There was eight people.
Eight people there?
Then the staff that were hanging out a little bit, and us. So there was like 12 people in there by 1 a.m. on a Monday night.
What? Freddie Freeman hits that grand or the walk off, and the staff were like, "All right, get out."
It wasn't abrupt.
No. It was like I said.
Thank you for staying open. Thank you.
Yeah, you want us to leave, don't you? Yeah. It was a good night, though.
It was. Unfortunately, it wasn't the night the Jays fans were looking for.
I don't stay up late. Like, I just don't do that. You don't sleep.
Yeah. Everybody's like, why are you not tired today? I'm like, you guys have conditioned yourselves that you need way too much sleep than you actually need. I'm humming today. How many coffees have you down? I have my one coffee in the morning, and then I'm done for the day. Are you at 4 or 5 yet?
I'm closing in on 4.
We're asking you, by the way, I have a poll question at Jamie and I on my X account. How'd you do last night? Watched the whole thing, gave up just before the home run. There's a few of those who are like, oh, 18 innings, I'm going to bed. And then they woke up. They hit a home run the next inning?
I'm surprised at how many people I have run into today that were up all night.
Well, 67% are saying they watched the whole darn thing last night, a marathon tied for the record for the most innings in a World Series game at 18 innings when the Dodgers eventually won. And to think they're right back at it tonight for game number 4. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports, and yes, about last night.
27 pitches now for Brendan Little. His payoff pitch hit high, center and deep. Varsho back, warning track, wall, it is gone. The Dodgers go nuts on the field as Freeman wins the 18-inning marathon with a solo homer.
Yes, it was Freddie Freeman, who plays for Canada, by the way, internationally, even though he was born in the United States. But to honor
both his parents are Canadian.
Yeah, to honor his late mother, he decided to play for Canada. He ends it last night in the 18th inning. It ties for the most innings, 18. But hey, Shout out to the pitch clock. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The other 18-inning game was 2018, another game three, 7 hours and 20 minutes. Last night was 6 hours and 39. So pretty much that pitch clock saved about an hour, or we would have been there till 2 in the morning. But I would have been there till 2 in the morning. I'm pretty sure. Producer Scott is yawning right now. Come on. Bring the energy, Scott.
I thought that Scotty could have gone home at any point. I know suggesting he leaves was not going to happen, but he could have left us to our own devices last night, and he did not.
Usually management doesn't like to leave us alone. That is what we need supervision at all times.
We'll move on to the NFL. The Chiefs take down the Commanders on the Monday Nighter.
They give it to him, and in he goes. Touchdown, Kansas City. Mahomes out to his right. Back across for the touchdown to Hunt. Mahomes end zone, caught by Kelsey. Touchdown, as Rice makes the catch for the touchdown.
It took a half, but the Chiefs woke up in the second. Mahomes, 299 yards, 3 touchdowns. Travis Kelce scored Jamie a victory in your fantasy football.
Oh, for the fantasy football, I have him in one of my leagues. I'm 8-0 in that one.
That's okay.
That way to go, Travis. By the way, statistically, Travis Kelce is having one of his better years of his career. So much for spending too much time gallivanting around the world with Taylor Swift. He's doing just fine, thanks, this year.
6 balls, 1 touchdown. Kansas City is still only 3rd in the AFC West right now, and I still have it on the board, and I maintain they will miss the playoffs. They play my Bills next week.
Yes, they do. Sunday, Bills and Chiefs. We might have to preview that one this week. How about last night? Another touchdown for the Ottawa Senators. I think they scored more 7-pointers than the Red Blacks this
year. Here's a chance. Swing it. That's a big. They score. Senators brings it along. They hinge in. And they score. Tim Stützle with a bullet. Okay, there's a shot and another goal. We'll change the subject. Senators get a strike on a power play from Fabian Zetterlund. They lead it 7-1.
Back-to-back games for the Senators with 7 goals, 7-2 win over the Bruins. There's only one other game last night. The Pittsburgh Penguins doubled up on the St. Louis Blues 6-3.
Tkachuk who?
Yeah.
You trade him?
Brady all of a sudden. No, you do not trade Brady.
Get rid of him. They scored 14 points without him.
Be careful. They're probably going to trade him to Florida.
Anyway, NHL, all 32 teams are on the ice in the frozen frenzy. Your Canadian matchups. Puck will drop every 15 minutes starting at 4 o'clock. Calgary against Toronto. That will start the night. We got the Oilers in action against Utah Mammoth. JT Miller is back in Vancouver. I will be paying attention to that matchup.
I hope he and Elias Pettersson fight.
Yeah, I do too. Ottawa against Chicago. Winnipeg is in Minnesota. Montreal visiting Seattle.
And finally, some other NHL news of note. This news was breaking late last night and this morning. Former NHLer and Vancouver Canuck Ryan Kessler is facing sexual misconduct allegations in Michigan. 2 misdemeanor counts of 4th-degree criminal sexual conduct. And by the way, he has been suspended from USA hockey activities, as well as suspended
coaching
a youth hockey league a team out of Michigan.
He was coaching that team that won.
Oh, yeah, they were
21.
It was ridiculous.
Remember, they racked up the score.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be traveling with this team to Europe, apparently, but was told you're not going anywhere. He did post bond, but that's the latest on the Ryan Kessler allegations that he is facing. Coming up here on the Green Zone, we're going to talk a lot about that game last night and look forward to game 4 tonight. It is the Blue Jays. It is the Dodgers. The series is 2-1 Dodgers after a marathon 18-inning game that saw Shohei Ohtani wow audiences until John Schneider just decided to start walking him at every chance he got, except for that one time in the 7th when he should have. But we have a question for you. Do you keep walking him? Should Shohei Ohtani come up to the plate in the top of the first as the leadoff hitter tonight and go, take your ace on the first batter of the game from Shane Bieber? 1-877-332-8255. What do you think of that strategy for John Schneider of the Jays? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Locker downing his fifth coffee of the day. Like many of you out there who stayed up till 1 a.m. to watch 18 innings. We got a doubleheader yesterday.
This is a double. Essentially.
Two games in one.
My wife found it wildly entertaining when they did the 14th inning stretch.
That was hilarious. I love that. Because they were joking. Are we going to get a 14th inning stretch? And then they did it.
Yeah.
With the old ball game. So they're taking me down to the ball game. That was so wicked. I loved it. It was interesting to see. Did you see the actor Bateman? He was...
Did he hang out for the whole night?
Yeah, there was... He was doing social
media. That surprises me.
And at one point, he was like, I have to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to miss. Like he was fighting through it.
He's a huge Dodgers fan. Yeah. Huge, yeah.
So, Dodgers win it. 6-5 with Freddie Freeman's walk-off. I'm pondering, Locker. I think they should do it. Just walk him.
Okay, let's...
Ohtani, walk him. First guy up, walk him. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Don't
let's clarify this.
Shohei.
The question isn't, we're not idiots. We're not suggesting he gets walked every time because there's going to be scenarios where you don't walk.
No, walk him every time.
What?
Every damn time. Bases loaded. Would you rather a grand slam or just one run come in? Just give him a run.
No, there's too many potential scenarios, but you're suggesting that they start the game by walking Ohtani.
There's your base. Rattle him a little bit. What? First batter of the game, we're going to walk me?
They should have walked him in the seventh. We're already getting texts about that. That's from Clint.
1-877-332-8255. Sean in Pilot Butte. Should you just walk Shohei for the rest of the series?
Not tonight. You let him hit tonight. You let him burn off all the energy he has because of last night, and he's pitching. So you want him to be exhausted.
I'm with you, Sean.
Tomorrow, give him the first bat or two and see how he does because he'll still be recuperating from the last three nights. But game six, every time.
See, Jamie thinks that walking him, and this is where I disagree with Jamie. Jamie thinks if you walk him, it'll rattle him. I don't think it rattles him at all. I don't think he cares. I think he's like, do whatever you want. That's where I'm at. If you're doing it
if it doesn't rattle him, then don't. He's going to hit home run. The last time he started a baseball game, he hit three home runs and had six scoreless innings and two hits and 10 strikeouts. That's the last. You want to throw to that guy? The last 15 at-bats at Dodgers Stadium, he's hit five home runs.
What's his
three doubles.
Right,
it is ridiculous. At Dodgers Stadium, it's like 1,000. He's batting 1,000 in his last two games at Dodger Stadium. No pass.
Guess what comes up first when you Google Ohtani?
Intentional walks.
No. Salary.
He makes an okay dime. 1-877-332-8255. I'm walking Ohtani. First batter up tonight.
See, base. He's less than 300 right now on the year.
Great. Look at his numbers at Dodger Stadium.
All right, I'll look that up.
Don't touch him. Look at what happened last night. Sir Anthony Dominguez, can you pitch around him? Yeah, just don't throw him a strike. Oops, bye. Walk him.
I feel so down.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Just once again, shout out to Boston Pizza, Starlight, Vicky's location for hosting us last night for the watch party and for the staff who stayed late past close so we could watch the end of what turned into a marathon. Thank goodness, by the way, that didn't happen on Saturday night.
Actually, I remember last week.
That's what you wanted. You wanted that for us. Green Zone postgame show would air at the conclusion of the Jays game.
Good morning, Saskatchewan.
I think I even said, I hope it goes 17 innings. at 1 in the morning.
17, 18, 19 innings.
Last night, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, like, that would have been a fun post-game show to do at 1 a.m. Probably by ourselves. Don't know how many callers we would have received at 1 a.m. Actually, a few. Because there was a bunch of bars around saying, yeah, there were people in the bar all the way to 1 a.m. last night.
There's a lot of people, too. My daughter lives in Toronto. She's got a friend that has season's tickets. And her and her fiance were at Rogers Center for the watch party. So they open it up. I think they probably sell cheap tickets or whatever and raise some money for charity. So they were at the venue last night in Toronto watching the game. And there was a lot. It's 2 hours later in Toronto than it is here right now, right? So they were up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, out east in Toronto at the watch party, it was 3 a.m.
Yeah.
As they trickled out after Freddie Freeman ended it in 18th.
Is there something symbolic or almost, I was okay that it ended the way it did? Because it needed to end, and that it was Freddie Freeman.
Well, he's Mr. World Series. He has so many hits in his career.
Yeah, I was
plays
okay
with the Canadian passport internationally. But again, Brendan Little was on the mound. The last pitcher for the Jays was on the mound. So many people, though, Locker, want to make one point of that game led to the loss. As you go, because so much happened in that baseball game. Some even say it was over before it started.
Grammy-nominated Canadian singer-songwriter, J.P. Sachs.
Oh, Canada, our home, our native land.
Yeah, it just went on. Now, a lot of people are taking issue that he changed the words, but it's not the first time someone changed the words to our home on native land. And then he got all stylistic and did all his stuff, and people thought that was it. Yeah, it's over.
Can I make a comment about the anthem thing? Listen, do whatever you want to do. You have the right to, but here's my issue. If you're like, he's doing that to get attention. He's changing the lyrics to get clicks, and that's my problem with it. I'm sorry. That's my thought on it. Here's what's the issue that I have with that. He was awful. He was horrific. You can be upset about the lyric thing. That's, I'll leave that up to you. If you listen to that and you don't get mad because he's bad, that's a bigger issue. Like, I hope everybody can make a living and an honest living and do what they love. He needs a new gig. Like, I'm sorry, J.P. Sachs.
You're not sorry. What are you sorry for?
Something.
Don't pull a Canadian on me, but I'm sorry. You're not sorry, Locker. You suck at your job. Get a new one. Just don't. Oh, sorry, at Locker. You know how you feel.
He's god awful. Like that was horrendous.
Maybe it just wasn't his moment. Maybe he's a great musician.
No.
You're familiar with the J.P. Sachs musical works, or do you just need one view of his anthem? But anyway, so some people say it was lost at the anthem. Then there was a moment, like, Justin Blackwell has a whole, he must have been taking notes on everything that John Schneider did last night that ticked him off. Taking Addison Barger out of the game for Straw as for a pinch runner. And then removing that. And then there was a moment in the game. What was it? Was it bases loader, runner on first and second, where Barger would have been up, but it was Straw. And you're like,
what inning?
You want that back in the lineup.
What inning did he take Barger out again?
It was like early. It was five or six.
I think it was the fifth, right?
I want to say. But so there was that one.
That's a mistake. He should not have done that, in my humble opinion.
Alejandro Kirk, you understand that one. It looked like he actually tweaked something at that at bat when he got to first, then Heinemann comes in.
There might have been a reason why he took out Kirk, right? Like you said, tired, worried about him, you know, doing too much. Because he's also, That's a tough gig behind the plate. So that one I'm okay with. The other call that gets brought up is the strike that Varsho and Bichette. Like that has a lot of people angry as well, because Bichette was confused by how Varsho reacted to the call.
So
and that's on Varsho. Not the ump made a bad call, but I think the Jays messed that up.
When you look at that play, and I tweeted it out this morning, because you listen to the play.
First, oh boy!
Everybody says it was a late call.
No.
Listen to the glove pop when he calls strike.
Heck.
Pop, strike, and he says strike. And Varsho still throws his bat
like
and starts undoing his... So Bichette's actually making his way back to first. Then he shows Varsho throw his bat, so he's like, oh, is it a walk? And then starts moving to second.
Yeah.
And people want to blame the umpire for a late strike call. That wasn't a late strike call.
No, I listen, it was a bad call. It was high.
You guys are professional baseball players. Like, you have to be engaged. And now Bichette and the first base, I didn't call out the first base coach, but him too.
Yeah.
Bo, where are you going? Attention. Bo, come back. Like, yeah. He's got to be paying attention. That was a clear strike call. That wasn't like Varsho was making his way down the, and then he called strike at all.
To be fair, it was not a strike.
It should have been ball four.
It should have been
absolutely ball four.
But you can't react the way Varsho reacted, and Bichette should have stayed on the base. Like that was a mistake by the Jays. That, as bad as that call was, and I didn't think the ump was that horrendous. He made a hand. He had a high inside call that he was giving that was a little loose on the strike zone, which, you know, Scotty, the producer, and I were noticing that. He's like, ooh, he makes that strike call every once in a while. And it looked like he opened up the strike zone a little bit later, right? Because I think he was trying to move people along.
He's like, can I go home now? Let's strike.
Which I think, and plus, that's kind of acceptable as well.
Can we be fair for the umpire? He's in it. When he's behind that plate, he is in it for every single pitch for 6.5 hours. At some point, I think you start seeing double. And I'm going to give him a little bit of a break at the end of a game, as all the other players were exhausted and making mental errors. I think the umpire should be allowed to make, especially the guy behind the plate, might make a few bad calls later on in the game. Now, that was early. That was, you know, top of the second inning. No out, one on. Should have been no out and two on.
In the seventh, not walking Ohtani.
Well, then Schneider talked about that one where they went out for a mound visit to Sir Anthony Dominguez, and it sounds like pretty much told him, do not throw anywhere near the strike zone.
We're trying to pitch around him, you know what I mean? And you trust Sir Anthony to make pitches to do that. And sometimes for pitchers, it's hard to do that, you know, when you're kind of trying to throw a ball and didn't put it where he wanted to put it. But, you know, he had a great game. He's a great player. But I think, you know, after that, you just kind of take the bat out of his hands.
So, yes, then they just intentionally walked him 4 straight times. And then in his last at-bat, they did throw pitches, although it was 4 straight balls from Brendan Little in that one. 1-877-332-8255. Where did it go wrong for the Jays last night? Or do you just put it up to go, that's too bad? James in Saskatoon, do you have anything grinding your gears for the Jays last night?
Absolutely. I think our first base and third base coaches were absolutely horrible. How many running errors did we have last night?
The one where...
Going to third for Clemens?
No. The one that was tipped off of Freddie Freeman's glove. You can't blame that. That's not a base
that
running
was a
error.
Really good play of the second baseman.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
100%.
Play at the second base.
Yeah,
bug out on that one.
You got to run that. The Schneider run home. That was an error.
Yeah. Yes.
He was thrown out by a mile and a half.
And I think there was also one at Clemens going to third. was, you know, when you look at it, the third base coach is just kind of standing there with blank look. Like
Clemens took a stutter step when he rounded second. If he had kept running, James, I think that one would have been okay.
Yeah, but, well, if my aunt had balls, my uncle.
1-877-332-8255 here on the Green Zone on this Tuesday. As extra innings, 18 innings long last night. What did you put that loss to? Or is it just, hey, two real good baseball teams? Because the Dodgers made mistakes on the baseline, too.
Here's Dave Roberts' thing.
Made some mistakes, you know, only having Kershaw go one batter. Like, I know Kershaw hasn't been pitching well, but you wasted a pitcher with one batter. You wasted a pitcher, and then you were talking about there was speculation, and Dave Roberts told Tom Verducci on Fox, we're going to a positional player next until Yoshi Yamamoto, who pitched a complete game in game two, probably heard the scuttlebutt. Oh, we might go. And he walked over to the pitching coach and said, put me in. I'm good. I got this. So Yamamoto went down to the bullpen. Well, you saw it last night, unless you were in bed. And he was starting to warm up after a complete game two nights early.
Would they get three or four innings out of Sheehan? And he's a one inning guy, right?
Yep.
Here's the problem with the they ran out of players. They didn't time out their pitching staff properly because both teams were in one. I mean, you can be critical, but no one expects a game to go 18 innings. They don't have a game plan for that. So I guess you can pinpoint.
I was surprised. It's more credible that Savage start to make his way down to the bullpen at one point.
Yeah,
last night.
I don't know if you can be too critical of John Schneider for how he handled that game or mishandled some of the you know positional player moves, Barger being one, and some of the pitching staff changes.
I agree with the Barger one. The Barger one, I was like, what? This is making no sense. It's not like Barger is an awful, awful base runner. It's not like it's Alejandro Kirk out there. And then at an important opportunity throughout the rest of the game, bat's not there.
Do we know if Barger's hurt, though? I wonder if he's tweaked something, right? Everybody's dealing with stuff.
1-877-332-8255. David, what did you think of last night's game?
Well, I tell you, that's the longest baseball game I ever watched from start to finish, that's for sure. That was a close, hard-fought game all the way through, and... Yeah, Jay's made a couple mistakes, but, I mean, so do the Dodgers, so what do you do? I just think I really don't like Schneider when he pinch running for his best hitters all the time. I mean, that's what got him in trouble there. Maybe it was a good thought if you win the game in 9 innings, it don't hurt you, but what happens if you go 18 innings like they did? They're trying to score runs with IKF and Miles Straw and Heinemann coming up the bat in key situations,
yeah,
and they couldn't get the job done. I mean, if they would have left their Barger, Bichette, and Kirk in the game, they probably would have won that game in 10 or 11 or 12 because they had chances to come up with one key hit, and every time they needed it, it was either Heinemann up or it was Straw up or it was IKF up. And, you know, so I think if those guys are in the game, one of them would have come up with a hit at some point, and you know, maybe the Jays probably win it. But.
Well, Bichette, I'm starting to think Bichette shouldn't have been in the lineup for this World Series. Look at his knee brace. Like he's wearing something like you see offensive linemen wearing in the Canadian Football League for crying out loud. Shouldn't have been in the lineup. And now you might have
to
sub him out.
Isaiah is great on second.
Yes. Yeah. Sure, but he's not a good hitter in a situational in that place. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here in the Green Zone. What are you thinking of the Jays and Dodgers going 18 last night? And there's some people that are saying there should be an intentional walk rule. A minimum. You can only get intentional walk a guy twice, although...
I like that. I actually really like that idea.
There's no way to enforce it. 1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.